Agenda item number 7.
Discussion of possible action
on employee benefits plan designed by Monica Wheelis, Human Resources Manager, and Brent Wegar with IPS Advisors LLP.
As we discussed at the October board meeting, our medical plan has been experiencing several years of increased liabilities, such as increasing claims expenses, administrative costs, rising stop-loss premiums. And while at the same time we're experiencing additional costs, our employee base has been decreasing steadily. For the current plan year, we added a high deductible health plan in addition to the PPO plan that we had, and we made substantial changes to the PPO plan and high deductible health plan to help reduce costs. We increased deductibles and out-of-pocket maximums. We reduced services that had been included in the office visit copays. We increased dependent premiums by 20%, and employees who remained on the PPO plan now contribute $50 per month toward their health care premium. So clearly we need to find a better alternative, something to move us forward and to stop the bleed. So we solicited proposals for a benefit consultant, and we selected IPS Advisors. IPS began by conducting a benchmarking analysis, historical cost analysis, reviewing our plan design, contributions, the network, our administration. And Brent Wegar is our primary consultant. He's here today to discuss his findings and recommendations for us as we move forward. And then following his presentation, I'll come back up and present a resolution for your consideration.
Okay.
Good morning. So today I'll be going over with you our findings and recommendations based upon what we have found through our review of the last 5 years of healthcare claims and basically the platform you've been implementing under a partially self-insured approach, and provide you our recommendations moving forward. The first piece of this is a quick historical health plan cost update. So looking at the calendar year plan year versus the prior plan year to show you a little bit about how the plan is running. If you look at this slide, you'll see that we are showing the claims data and fixed costs that the Brazos River Authority is paying. In 2014, the Brazos River Authority incurred about $2.7 million of medical claims, $493 of prescription drug claims, and then in terms of fixed costs, the cost you're paying to run the partially self-insured health plan and the premium cost you're paying for stop loss are shown here. So $93,000 is what you pay to Texas Municipal League to run the health plan to pay the claims. Aggregate stop loss and individual stop loss were also paid to protect the plan in case of large claims cost. Those were about $13,000 annually and $378,000 for the individual stop loss, for a total plan cost of about $3.7 million. We did have a substantial amount of stop loss claims last year, about $978,000 of reimbursements. And what stop loss claims are is basically you buy protection on any individual that is on your health plan up to $90,000. So Brazos River Authority funds the first $90,000. After that has been paid, the stop loss comes in and protects you and pays up to the remainder of the amount. So $978,000 of stop loss was paid last year, meaning there was some substantial large claims on the health plan. That plays into account for our liability this year and why we're experiencing increases. In 2015, you'll see the year-to-date numbers. We had about $1 million in medical claims, and you can, of course, see total cost on the far right, about $1.5 million of plan cost. There have been $265,000 of stop-loss claims paid out to date, to a net paid claims total of about $1.248 million, annualized about $3 million of health plan cost, $275,000 above last year's results. Per capita, if we take a look at the total number of employees, we divide the total cost by the number of employees, you'll see the per capita changes. So the per capita was $12,179 last year. This year it's $12,950, about a 6.3% increase overall. It's important to note that this, because of the 2014 plan year, there are some substantial large claims on the health plan. And under a partially self-insured arrangement, a stop-loss carrier can create a renewal that basically gives higher stop-loss deductible levels to certain high-cost claimants. There are three individual laser deductibles, as they call them, meaning that one claimant had a $300,000 laser deductible on them, meaning that the Brazos River Authority had to meet $300,000 instead of the $90,000 in order for stop-loss claims to be paid. And this is common to see with substantial large claimants on a small entity like the Brazos River Authority. There's not enough premium being paid within the stop-loss policy to fund those sorts of claims. So if we take into account that additional liability, it is really the reason why you're experiencing costs this year, increased costs this year. Last year, you had 12 claimants incur about 50% of your health plan cost. This year, three claimants have incurred 50% of your health plan cost. It's all because of the laser liabilities that is on the Brazos River Authority today. There's a $300,000 laser and two $125,000 lasers, all which are about to hit those deductible levels. So with that being said, one of the goals that we had was looking at, is partially self-funding the right strategy moving forward in the long term? And we've done some calculations we'll show you here in a little bit, showing you what our recommendation is moving forward in terms of partially self-insuring your health plan or moving to a traditional fully insured approach where you have a fixed level of premiums and there's not the volatility on paid claims that you see currently and the liability to the plan. The next page will show you over the past 5 years how the plan has operated in terms of claims cost, because claims costs make up about 90% of the total cost to the health plan. In 2010, per capita health plan costs were $6,955. That's experienced about a 54% increase over the past to 2015 annualized to $10,465. That's about a 10.8% increase per year. Yes, sir.
Is inflation taken into consideration in these numbers?
Certainly. Certainly. Naturally, healthcare costs are going to increase over time due to healthcare price inflation over that time.
The comparison of the cost year over year.
Yes, sir.
It is. Okay.
Yes, sir. So you've been averaging about, again, like I said, 10.7%. The market over this time period has averaged about 7%. So you have experienced not only the inflationary effects, but also just higher utilization of healthcare than other entities. The next page is the per capita cost versus the nation. And so what we've done here is taken your total claims cost in 2014 and 2015 annualized, added the fixed fees to that. The fixed fees are your cost for TML administration and your fixed cost for premiums for your stop loss. You'll see in 2015 in the red column, we did have an HSA contribution this plan year because you put in a new health savings account plan option. And so you'll see the total cost in 2014 was $12,180. In 2015 annualized, it's $13,308. The national benchmark Towers Watson Healthcare Cost Survey for 2014 was $12,535. We also did a benchmarking study of 37 public entities across the state, and their cost was $12,135. So as you can see, you're very close in 2014. And 2015, we're tracking well above that benchmark. So wanted to give you a sense of where you stood in terms of other entities across the nation and within the state of Texas. The next page is the 2016 budget projections. So we looked at 2014, the actual partially self-funded cost, and then in the red columns you will see what we are projecting on an annualized basis. If we took what we spent to date, annualized it, where we'd be at. the 2015 projected partially self-funded costs. So this is where IPS takes into account even more factors than just annualized numbers. We look at large claims, utilization, plan design, projected increases or decreases in cost, and give you a projected 2015 number. And then we give you 2015 funding rates. These are the actual rates that the that Brazos River Authority has in place today, and we multiply that out by the number of employees that are enrolled. And then we give you 2016 projected partially self-funded cost in the blue, and then a 2016 projected fully insured cost also in the far right column to show you what we would project if you were to move to a partially self, to a projected fully insured arrangement. You'll see in 2015 on the first red column, right now we're annualized at a 12.7% increase. Projected partially self-funded is at 10.8%, and the funding rates are at a minus 10.5%. What that means is basically claims or costs are well above what you set your funding rates at this last year, and there's going to need to be some adjustments because of that. The 2016 projected partially self-funded renewal is at 5.5%. So this is what we're projecting your claims cost to be at next year, as well as stop loss fees, medical administrative fees, healthcare reform fees, projected incurred but not reported claims, and HSA contributions. Under a fully insured arrangement at this time, we're projecting about a 3.7% increase in cost, so a slightly lower number. I would mention that under the fully insured projection, we're also including $304,000 of incurred but not reported claims. So if you were to end your partially self-funded plan as of December 31st, 2015, there will be claims that are incurred prior to that time that are going to be paid out in January, February, and March of the next year. So that has to be a liability to take into account under a fully insured projection. What I'd mention here that's not included on this page is the liability to the Brazos River Authority under a partially self-funded approach. The 2016 projected partial self-funded numbers are a projection of where we are going to be next year. However, your liability is much higher than that. The liability overall is about $3.8 million, meaning that if claims come above projections, you're going to be funding up to $3.8 million. After that, stop loss will come into effect on an aggregate basis to protect the Brazos River Authority, as opposed to a fully insured arrangement, where under a fully insured arrangement, your liability is capped. You can have as many claims come through, they could be well above projections, but your cap is set at 3.7%. Now, that's what we're projecting under a fully insured approach right now based upon the last 24 months of claims experience. So our recommendation moving forward is going to be looking at a fully insured arrangement from a platform perspective. First of all, it's a fixed premium cost. The carrier assumes the financial risk for paying incurred claims cost. Right now, you're assuming that financial risk all the way up to 25% above expected paid claims, which is a substantial number, especially on a group that only has about 230 employees. There's no opportunity for laser deductibles underneath this arrangement. So when we talked about the $300,000 laser deductible and the others, there is no opportunity for those arrangements within a fully insured contract. You buy an internal pooling point that's set up, and we're projecting it at about $125,000 as the internal pooling point, but that number doesn't change over time. That number is set up by the insurance carrier in a fully insured arrangement, and risk is spread across the entire block of business of that fully insured carrier. Like I said before, the maximum annual liability is much higher under the partially self-insured arrangement. There's also less legal risk to the health plan being under a fully insured arrangement. There's the fiduciary liability that comes with partially self-funding, the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act. There's much more legal risk there, having your data available and being able to look at individual claimants. So you have to be very careful for protection of that information. And, of course, the Affordable Care Act as well. There are fees you're going to have to pay under that arrangement. And the fully insured arrangement, that's all taken care of. And then last, of course, those fees.
Question.
Yes, sir.
when you talk about the fixed cost, are you anticipating in this prediction of what happens next year when the fully insured carrier has a change in premium of, you know, some huge percent, which is known to happen in the industry? Mm-hmm. Have you been able to, or have you done any anticipation of that when you compare maybe the first year? Yes, it's much less expensive, but how can we predict that the next year?
Well, the thing that we've done in our projection is included the incurred but not reported claims. If we were not to include the incurred but not reported claims within our fully insured projection, we could be faced with an issue from a financial standpoint. But in my projection back here, you'll see we included $304,000 of that. So that will be included within the budget. So the following year, we will have a budget number that is considered mature and not immature. If we did not include that $304,000 within there, we might set ourselves up for a needed risk down the road from a large increase.
Okay, so we've only had the HSA for 1 year. Do we expect the participants in the HSA to increase? We're kind of having that 1 year under our belt. And is that 3%, 3.7%? That's on the full number. Is that, do we consider that per capita as well, or could that actually go down if we have more joined to, and be part of the HSA?
The HSA, we would expect that to increase over time. It's a first-year plan, so it's not going to have full enrollment that we'd expect a second and third year plan to have. So it's kind of dependent upon how we set premium structures moving forward to determine how many are going to go into that HSA plan. Until there's a substantial premium cost differential, talking $90 to $100 difference, you're going to average about 20 to 30% participation in that program. So I think over time, as we look at long-term strategies to control healthcare costs, that differential is going to be important to start having employees get into that consumer-driven health plan and really start purchasing healthcare in more efficient ways.
So our projected, well, both projected, the percentage actually could be almost a significantly less, but quite a bit less than what you have projected.
It could if there's additional enrollment in the HSA plan. And it all depends how we set our premium structures, given the increase that we're expecting, passing on more to the higher cost plans than the health savings account program. But yes, it could go down based upon that additional enrollment. But I would say here, you'll see the enrollment assumed. This is total enrollment. So we assumed about 232 employees within each of those options. Okay. So findings in 2014, this is important to know, you experienced that 27.1% increase in per capita paid claims cost. You're experiencing an annualized 4.6% increase over that time from 2015. Again, that was all associated with those laser deductibles. Overall, including increase in fixed costs, BRA sits at 13.1% increase over 2014 year-end results. For 2015, the addition of the stop-loss laser deductibles and increased stop-loss premiums and the retention moving up to $90,000 from $80,000 have been primary drivers of the health plan increases, so it's mainly just large claims. And then I mentioned the three lasers that we're experiencing right now, the $300,000, $125,000 for two others. So our recommendations, based upon looking at your historical claims experience, the 2016 claims, and your current liability retention levels, we're recommending to evaluate both fully insured and partially self-insured options this next year. It would be recommended to move to a fully insured arrangement if results come in favorable from that process. And be glad to answer any other questions you have.
Okay. Your recommendation is to seek proposals. What was your projection based off of if you didn't already have that information to work
on? So our projections, that's based on our underwriters and our actuaries' projections of where a fully insured renewal would come in versus your partially self-funded renewal. So we're doing our own projections to provide you, of course, budgets for the upcoming year. Now it's the opportunity to go out and actually get proposals. We're so far in front of the renewal process right now, we have to give you our projections and then approach the market for those renewals as we get closer to the end of the plan year. So these were based upon our IPS advisors' projections of your fully insured and partially self-insured renewals.
Okay. And I see that you're located in Dallas. I mean, did you use local information that our employees would actually be using, our local
We used your exact claims experience, so that includes your claims in locally and all. I mean, you're all the way around Texas, so there's claims that are coming from all over Texas. So we used your exact claims information, and we projected that moving forward based on regional trends in this area.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Any more questions?
So to clarify, we had about 30% of our employee base transition to the high deductible health plan with the HSA in this year, which was, you know, double that what we anticipated, what TML had estimated, you know, the norm to be. Usually get about 17%. So we had a significant employee base transition, probably because we started charging the $50 premium towards the PPO plan, and there's not on the high deductible plan, those employees did not see that increase, nor did they see the increase on the dependent premium. So we did the shifting of the cost and the premiums based off of leaving it flat for people who transitioned and then increasing it for those people who remained on the PPO. We're bringing this this resolution today rather than in October, because we have to start our open enrollment meetings about mid-October in order to get through the entire organization. When we do open enrollment, HR goes out and we do education meetings. And so we start mid-October starting to do that, do the open enrollment, allowing employees the options, you know, and ability to go home and discuss what's the best for their family. So we would like at this time to ask for authorization for the general manager to have the ability to enter into agreements to transition the Brazos River Authority to a fully insured health care program within the approved budget. We'll solicit proposals starting, you know, as soon as we can move forward. We'll start soliciting for proposals for both fully insured and self-insured programs. We won't have time to go back out a second time. If the fully insured don't come in at a reasonable rate, then we would need to continue with the self-insured, and we would, you know, solicit proposals for the administration of those plans. So in October, we'll come back and brief the board so y'all know where we ended up at the end of the day. So if there are no additional questions, I'll read the resolution.
Please read it.
Whereas the Brazos River Authority has engaged IPS Advisors, LLP, to evaluate the employee benefit plan design and conduct a plan performance review. Whereas IPS Advisors has conducted a historical analysis of the Brazos River Authority's healthcare benefits, plan design, and associated costs. Whereas IPS Advisors recommends transitioning from a partially self-insured to a fully insured healthcare program in an effort to control rising healthcare costs, reduce administrative burdens, and mitigate liability. And whereas the Brazos River Authority must begin open enrollment activities no later than mid-October to ensure adequate time for employee education and enrollment in benefit programs. Now, therefore, it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager, CEO, to enter into agreements necessary to transition the BRA from a partially self-insured to a fully insured healthcare program within the but financial parameters set forth in the FY 2016 budget.
You've heard the resolution and motion to adopt.
So moved.
Carolyn. Second. Richard. Please poll the board.
Presiding Officer Scott?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Belt?
Yes.
Director Christensen?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Creel?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Mackey?
Yes.
Director Masterson?
Yes.
Director Mumson?
Yes.
Director Rankin?
Yes.
Director Tallis?
Yes.
Director Tesh?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.